Sunday, April the 24th, 2022, Women's Missionary Society's Missionary Day.
Hear me, Lord. for others as we do your will.
Bless us, Lord, as we do your will.
Come into our lives and give us that unspeakable joy as we do our mission work.
Bless us, Lord, as we do your will.
Come into our lives and give us strength to do our mission work.
Bless us, Lord, as we do your will.
We praise you, Lord. We will do your will.
We praise you, Lord, from the depths of our soul.
We magnify your name, Lord.
We worship and adore you, Lord, as we go about doing your will.
We know, God, that you want full custody, not just weekend visits. This means, God, that we are to do your will at all times. Bless us, Lord. You will have full custody of us at all times. We are able and willing to do your will altogether.
Thank you for coming into our lives and making us better missionaries, ready and willing to serve. Hallelujah. Bless his holy name.
This is my
Let us get ready and bless the Lord, and let us pray and thank the Lord for being here today on this missionary day. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into no temptation, but deliver us from the evil, for that is the kingdom and the power and the glory. Father, we just want to give you the praise today, Lord. Thank you for the one that wanted to come and couldn't come. Thank you for the one that's here, Lord. We know the church is full of angels right now, Lord, and we're going to praise you, and we're going to give you the glory, and we're going to have a good time.
Yeah.
And we ask you to bless our pastor and his wife and the Zion Hill and everybody that's here, Lord. Bless the sick and shut in, Lord. Bless the seven man, seven girl. Bless the one that needs you, the one that don't need you, Lord. Help us, Lord, to be what you want us to be in these lives and even days. Bless the sick and shut in, Lord. Bless the one that's in pain, Lord. Help them to call on your name, Jesus. Lord, we thank you right now for healing the one that's hurt. Give them the glory and the honor, Lord, and be with them. And Father, in heaven, we done took all the medicine we could take. And we done prayed every prayer we can pray. And we done all we know to do to help somebody. Lord, we know that you got a resting place for them. You got a mansion and you got a name on it. And you got a missionary name on it. We go like that, Lord. And we gonna shout to them that don't know how to shout, can pat their feet, clap their hands, and do whatever it takes. And pray to Lord. We gonna serve you in the last week. And Lord, what we can't do no more. The preacher don't preach and we didn't learn nothing. The preacher don't pray and we didn't learn nothing. And we try to live by you, Jesus. We ask you, Lord, to get us ready for these last evil days. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you.
male choir, and then you have the greetings by Sister Felicia Varner and the occasion by Life Memory Family Kinsey Moment, and then we'll have a selection and an introduction of the guest speaker will be by the Reverend Josiah Haggins, pastor of St. Luke Haven Church in Louisville, and then we will have our selection.
Trust that the Lord has kept you in perfect peace. Allow me to thank our Heavenly Father for His greatness and His mercy. It's through His grace that we are able to fellowship here today. We thank Him for the gifts of life that He has given us in Jesus Christ. We also are grateful for the spiritual blessings that are in Jesus Christ, including that He chose us from the foundation of His Word, redeemed us in Jesus Christ, and filled us with the Holy Spirit.
Oh, yeah.
And this is why we are rejoicing in our hearts.
Mm-hmm.
Let us praise God always for His wonders. As we begin this program, may the Lord be with us as we aim to know more about Jesus Christ. Well,
amen.
Thank you. To hear your word.
Yes, Lord.
And so, Father God, in this moment, Lord God, we pray that you would touch Sister Rochelle Higgins one more time. Speak to her, Father God, and speak through her. Lord, we thank you. We give you glory and we give you honor. In Jesus' name, we pray and we ask it all. Amen.
Reverend Willie White, Missionary White. I also see supporting me. We also have Mrs. Kimberly Marshall, our district consultant and our conference YPD president. Thank you all. And to this wonderful Women's Missionary Society on today. But last but not least, I would like to give honor to my husband, Reverend Josiah Hayden. Thank you so much for being the man of God that God has called you to be, and thank you for entrusting me to support me in all my endeavors. It is greatly appreciated. I'm not going to stand before you long. Our scripture today is coming from John the 8th chapter, reading from the verse 12, reading from the NIV translation. And the word of the Lord reads as thus: When Jesus spoke again to the people, he said, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life.
Yeah.
Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father God, we just thank you for being God all by yourself.
Yeah.
Lord God, I ask right now, Lord God, that you use me, God, like never before, God.
Yeah.
God, I ask that I decrease and that you increase me, Lord. I give your name the glory, the praise, and all the honor. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
A quote by Bill Hull. Discipleship isn't a program or an event. It's a way of life. It's not for a limited time, but for our whole life. Discipleship isn't just one other thing that the church does. It is what the church does. Look at your name and say, it is what the church does.
What the church does.
If I had a title for has anybody in here on today ever had somebody try to make a fool out of you? Oh, I guess I'm the only person that ever had somebody try to deceive me. Anybody in here ever had a person that tried to stab them in the back? Anybody in here on today had somebody to trap them into the schemes and lies? But I came here today to let you know that God is a good God.
Are the light. not becoming light, not going to go into light, not going to go through a process and obtain light. But he said, you are light of the world. So now you can't stop. And you won't stop. Do what God has called you to do. Come on and come. If you're not saved, we'll give you the invitation to come and give me your hand and give your heart to Jesus. Maybe you want to come and say, God, I come repenting of my sins. Because God, I started out well. And things crossed me up there. And I'm entertaining to quit. I'm entertaining to leave my local church. I'm entertaining getting out of the missionary society. But God, I want to come to you. I want to come to your altar and pray and ask for you to hit my reset button. He'll do it. He'll give you the power to make a proclamation. I can't stop. And I won't stop. If you're here, maybe you need prayer. But I'm saying to the sick of us, call the elder of the church. Pray the prayer of faith that healing will take place. Come on and come while the choir sings.
Thank you, Lord. time we will have recognition of the new vocal members by live member Mark Simmons, third vice president. And after recognition of the vocal members, we will have the announcements and recognition of guests and remarks.
Praise the Lord, everybody.
Praise the Lord.
Amen, amen.
What a message. Thank you. I was still with you, so you could teach me that little rap thing. Amen. You know, I'll be ready for you.
Amen. I want to thank God for being here today. And I wanted to also mention our worship leader, our first lady. We need to give her a round of applause. She's done a great job. Amen, amen. We're very happy to have each of you here today. At this time, we'd like to recognize our new members. And when they're, if you all would, the new members, if you would come down and stand in the front, and then we're going to ask our area chairs and Sister Roseboro to come down and stand with you. And then we'll ask Pastor White to do a photo op with us or for us when we get them all down. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Beth. That's a sermon, Pastor, right? Yes. Amen. So the certificates read, Allie Lee Clark, Skyners Women's Missionary Society, John Chapel, Amy Church, Enterprise, Alabama, welcomes our new members. And this certifies that life member, and it'll be each of the names, but life member, Hattie C. Huggins is a new and beloved member of the local society with all the rights, responsibilities, and benefits thereof, April 24th, Annual Missionary Day. And these certificates are signed, or soon will be signed, by life member Mark Simmons, Chair of the Commission on Membership and Recruitment, life member Constance Jones, President, and Reverend Willie White, Jr., Pastor. Amen. Sister, life member Huggins is no newbie to the WMS.
Amen.
And she has served on all levels, and we're so thankful that she and Elder Huggins and family have chosen to worship here at John's Chapel. Please give a round of applause for my sister, Huggins.
Amen.
Another new member of this certifies that Sister Shay White Lane is also a new member of the local society. Shay could not be here today, but Shay is already working in this capacity of mission work. I mean, she's brand new. That White in her name ties to her brother, Pastor Willie White. So I think she joined the church and the missionary just to get a little peace and quiet. Amen. Amen. So if one of you want to stand in Shay's place,
just White, there you go. Thank you.
All right, somebody to come stand in Shay's place. Amen. Our next new member was not feeling well today. I don't know if she's here or not. Sister Ann McKenzie. She is not here. Someone stand in Ann's place. Evadna or Barbara, thank you. Also, Silver Sister Geraldine Sanders is a new member, a return member back to John's Chapel, and we want to welcome her. She's also no stranger to the WMS, that served for several years. Sister Felicia Varner, who did our greetings today. I mean, she said that welcome address. Amen. Amen. I told her I might put her on my speaker's forum list. Amen. 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 Sister Felicia has been with us about a year, and she is very busy with decorating and working with the children. She was over our Easter speeches and did a great job, and she's just a willing worker. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Let's give God a hand clap of praise for and last but certainly not least is Sister Yvette Williams, giving me that look. Come on up here, Yvette. She's been a member, I think, about 2 months, and she's already paying her dues and everything, y'all. Amen.
Amen.
And she's been a go-getter ever since she came. Oh, I'm sorry, I would have probably let you remain seated. Bless your heart, you should have sent me a six slip or something. Amen. So we have six new members.
Stand up with yeah.
Amen. So at this time we'd like to ask Sister Rose Burrow to please come and join them. Sister Walker, please come and join them. Pastor White.
Yeah!
I know.
And I'm going to come and keep them down.
Yeah!
Sister Rochelle is coming to also stand ready.
Thank you.
Church and your pastor's name, you can do it this time.
Oh, my God.
Be standing.
Thank you.
Miss Marsha. I was in on this too. I was intended to introduce you as well. You didn't have an interview, but you did. But if y'all need us, let us know. And somebody will be there. If it's just me, somebody will come with me.
Yourselves a hand clap of praise. Amen. 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 Thank you, thank you, thank you. This is a wonderful program. We're grateful for our president. I'm here on the local level. We thank God for Sister Jones. Come on, let's give her another hand clap of praise. Thank God for the president. We are grateful and thankful for our area. Amen. Chairperson Sister Walker being here with us this afternoon. Thank God for you. Amen. And we also grateful and thankful for our president, amen, here at the Southeast Conference, Sister Roseburg. Let's give her a hand of praise. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank God for Ms. Diana, who are here with us, amen. Retired Ms. Diana, David Reddick, and Ms. Diana with his nuggets, amen. Thank God for them and their wives, amen.
thank our preacher, as well as her husband and her family this afternoon, as well as Mrs. Marshall and our presiding elder, Willie Marshall. Let's give them another hand clap of praise. Amen. Amen. And our MC. Amen. Our worship leader. My wife. Sister Wife. Something, you know? It doesn't take no 3 hours for a program.
Yeah.
I mean, they wrapped it up in 1 hour and we were late getting started, you know? So then it means I learned it. It doesn't take no 3 hours to do a program. Amen. So thank you all. Thank you all for that teachable moment. And again, we thank God for our local president. She's active. Our WMS, you all are active here in the city, and I'm so proud of you all. Thank God for you. Because there's a big difference between a positional a positional leader and a leader that has a heart for God and for God's people. A positional leader is all about them. And their leadership skill is that the position gonna make me a better leader. But we know that the leader makes a position. Real leadership is not a line, it's not a noun, but a verb. And when I watch our president, see how active she is, she speaks that to me. That leadership is not a noun, it's a verb. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. All right, Sister White, close it up. This here, right there. How you want to do it?
Amen.